period. If you go too long without one, you and your sentence may be in trouble. I learned these truths simultaneously. At school, Sister Dionysius, Dino for short, praises the concise sentence, subject, verb, complement, period. At home, my mother reminds me that the subject is sex and that boys will compliment you to get some action. I study. My vocabulary expands. I learn secondary meanings for words like cycle and cramps, and new words like menstruation, which I understand to be a kind of Italian soup. In May, a neighborhood girl we know becomes pregnant. My mother says she'd rather I didn't, but that if I did, we'll visit the doctor for pills. I fear becoming pregnant and labeled a whore. Me as subject, verb implied, compliment lacking, period missing. Things perplex when Dino comments that menstruating women are unclean and therefore not allowed upon the altar. Wait. I discover churches are homages to female genitalia, the long vagina-like aisle, sacred rooms like ovaries on either side of the altar, and in the center, an altar where the miracle takes place. With the pill, I entertain compliments without worry. Time passes. Producing unwanted offspring is replaced by the fear of not producing any, and the missing period takes on a secondary meaning. As I become more assured, men point their compliments toward younger subjects. Upon her death, I find her marriage license, dated 7 months before my sister was born. Small prize for the incomplete sentence laid out before me.